I can see it over the years where some of the rural schools, particularly the schools that are fairly close to a larger urban area, which is obviously Sligo Town, that you know, parents for various different reasons are choosing to go to send their children to the larger schools, which means that the rural schools are being put under pressure. And, you know, every year in January, we see the schools touting for business, advertising on the paper and enrollment days and information evenings of that. And they are actually, what I would say, poaching children from outside their natural collection area. And with a result that the more rural schools are finding it difficult, and particularly the ones that are close to the urban area, because it's obviously by Ballysadare here is a classic example, because you know its closeness maybe to the dual carriageway and access into Sligo is contributing to the pressures that school is under. But if we don't take heed of this warning and the signs there, I believe that in the future other schools will come under pressure, and there needs to be a discussion about this. I believe there needs to be some restrictions or some incentives given to these schools to encourage people within that catchment area to support that school. And it's the exact same thing as, you know, asking people to support their local shops or whatever. And as I said in there, you know, a minister will not save a school. A minister will not stop a shop from open. It's the people in the local area that can prevent that. And I think we need to wake up to that. And, you know, let's hope that Ballysadare can be safe on this occasion. But there's no point just putting a stick and plaster over it. There needs to be a fundamental review of how schools tout for business and what the catchment areas that they're allowed to draw students from.